Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless your wonderful name. We do glorify you, honor you, magnify you. We thank you, Lord, because indeed we are in your presence. And the Bible says in the presence of the Lord there's a fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness upon our lives. The grace to be here, even, Lord, to share fellowship with one another. Thank you, Lord, for that grace in Jesus' name. Lord, even as we proceed, Lord, go with us, proceed with us. Let your spirit be with us. As we share your word, minister unto our spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decrease, ha, and you increase in the name of Jesus. Let every heart and mind be open to receive your word, because the entrance in of your word says it giveth light and understanding. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise ye the Lord. Let's be seated. Praise him. Thank you. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Looks like we do have people fellowshipping with us for the first time. If you're here for the first time, please, can you signify by raising your hands up? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's give them a clap offering. We'll try to get to know you a little bit, get to know you. I don't think we've met you, sir. Oh, you were here last week. Well, how come we missed you? Oh, you guys, you met him? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good to see you. Oh, wow. Good to see you. Good to see you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. Please give them a good welcome to GMI Fellowship. Amen. Give them a good welcome to GMI Fellowship, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. All right. So, we're going to do something different again this morning. Please, I'd like us to stand up and love on each other today. Let's love on each other today. Let's love on each other. Just warm, you know, fellowship, thank you, bless them. Handshake, whatever, hug, anything. Love on everybody. Love on everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you know, come, I will come with you. Sorry, my brother. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, everybody. You are welcome all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. The Lord is good all the time. The Lord is good. Amen. Morning, sir. God bless you. All right, let's get seated, everybody. Let's get going. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Good to see you, bro. Good to see you. Let's get seated, everybody. Amen. The Lord is good. The Lord is good, and all the time, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right, so let's get started. Let's share the word of God today. Again, it's a privilege to stand before you. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. I Thanks to the pastorate for the opportunity to once in a while, you know, step up here and share the word. And I hope and pray that you will be ministered unto today, because I understand by the Spirit of the Lord for us to come up higher. The past messages that have been coming, the Spirit of the Lord has been saying unto us, come up higher, come up higher, come up higher. We have to do better. We have to move up in your spiritual walk with the Lord. Because the times in which we live in, they're not good times. Not good times at all. But we have to keep fighting the faith. Fighting the faith. Praise you, the Lord. This morning, I want to touch on something that the Lord, I believe the Lord gave this to me, I believe. And he says to me, and I share it with you, my brethren. He says, bought with a price, live for his glory. Bought with a price, live for his glory. Take note, not for your glory, not for any man's glory. You live for the glory of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So our text of scripture today will start from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to read from 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. That's our text of scripture. Verse 19 tells me, it says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? Amen? You are not your own. For you, verse 20, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, because you are bought with a price, therefore, do what? Glorify God. Where? In your body and in your spirit, right? Which are God's. So any which way you look at it, you don't own yourself. Amen? If you say you are born again, you've given your life to Christ, it simply means that you have left all and come to him and say, Lord, take all. So that means that you have given everything about you to Jesus. And that scripture tells me that you are bought with a price. Therefore, because you have given your all to Christ, you have to glorify him in your body and in your spirit. Praise ye the Lord. Because everything that exists in this life anyway belongs to God. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. So let's keep going. But let us look back a little bit, because the reason why Paul, Apostle Paul, made this statement was simply because in the Corinthian church at the time, there were all kinds of things going on in the body of Christ. We don't want to talk about them. We don't want to mention them because there's a lot. You go back to 1 Corinthians, read from verse 1. You begin to see the things began to point out that they were doing that were untoward in terms of fellowship with the Lord, in terms of what the Spirit of God desires of us. And that is why at the end of that scripture, of that verse, it tells us that we are bought with a price, therefore we should glorify God in our body. So there's a possibility that the church in Corinth were doing something in their bodies or in their spirits that were contrary to the word of God. So the objective of Paul coming out here and telling the people was just simply to stir them up unto what? The Bible says good works, right? Stir them up and say, come up higher, you can do better. Praise the Lord. We can do better.
remembering and knowing that everything about you is not your own. We can do better. So that's the admonition that Paul was giving the church in Corinthians. And the Lord is bringing it up for us again today. Praise ye the Lord. So the intent was to instill some sense of correction and to steer a sense of sanctification and consecration. It says you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Praise ye the Lord. Now, a price says we were bought with a price. So my question to myself when I began to read this, okay, in what measure of currency were we bought? Amen? What measure of currency, if at all, there was a currency? He paid with his life. That's the currency. He shed his blood. He gave all for you and I. Free of charge. That is what it means. You were bought with a price. The deep understanding of that is that he sacrificed all that you and I may have life, and life more abundant. So therefore, we owe him. Amen? Do you agree that we owe him? We owe the Lord. Imagine, you go to the store, you love this beautiful car, right? You pay millions and thousands of millions of dollars for this particular car. Amen? You buy that car. You love that car. Why did you pay so much for that car? Because there is something about that car that you like. So there is something about you that the Lord Jesus loves. So when it came time, he brought you in to him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So when you buy this car, for example, let's take an exotic car, for example, a Bugatti. Everybody knows what a Bugatti is. Anybody? Anybody? Right? We know what a Bugatti is. Very beautiful car, very exotic, very special, you know, with all the bells and whistles and everything about it. Tires, rims, colors, seats, everything beautiful about it. Very expensive car. Do you think that the person that buys that Bugatti will lock it up in his garage? Do you think? Do you think? He buys the Bugatti. Okay. I bought a Bugatti. Okay, lock it up in my garage. No, he's not going to lock it up in his garage. He's going to do something about that car. He's going to drive it around, for example, or bring it to the parking lot and display it, and everybody will look at that car. Wow. Beautiful. Exotic. Wow. Let me take a selfie. Right? We see that online all the time. People do that. There is something about this car that is so special that he wants to display, that everybody should see. That's the kind of people we are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You were bought with a price. We were bought with a price. And God wants to display us. And that is why he says we should live for his glory. You are that car. There is something about that car, everything about this car, about you, that is so special. God's not going to lock you up in the garage and leave you there. No, he's going to bring you out and display you that you may manifest your glory. And that is the intent of this message today. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's keep going. Give me 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, we talked about that. It says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with what? Corruptible things, as silver or gold, from your vain conversations, received by traditions from your fathers." Next verse. "But what? With the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The intent of the Lord, because you're special. The good Lord loves us so much. He went to the extent of giving all to purchase us with his blood. That's why I said we owe him. Praise ye the Lord. We owe the Lord for the sacrifice on the cross and what he did for us. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. I say we owe him. Now the question is, what do we owe him? We talked about this, that we should glorify him. Manifest for him. Shine for him. Let everybody see Jesus in you. That is why I pray all the time. It says, "Let my life be a letter written by the word, that the world may read and see and know that God lives within me." You have to get to the point where you pray that kind of prayer everywhere you go, because you were bought with a price. And he wants us to do what? Live for his glory. Come up higher. Live for his glory. No more mundane things. Get away from mundane things. Get away from wishy-washy fellowships and wishy-washy associations, wishy-washy gatherings. Why? Because if you say you are born again, we have divinity in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? So we have to have that consciousness of the Holy Spirit in us. That everything I do and everything I say and everything I, my character, my behavior, everything I want to do has to do what? Glorify him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Everything I do, everything I say, where I go, has to do what? Glorify him. That is why he says we should live for his glory. Praise ye the Lord. Your body, your spirit. Give me 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Sorry. Ephesians 4, 4 to 6, please. Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. Says, "There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called," "even as you are called in one hope of your calling." Next verse. "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." Next verse. "One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and where?" Where? Praise ye the Lord. So we carry divinity. Amen? And that divinity dwells in a temple. And the Bible tells us that he dwells in temples not made with hands, right? So therefore, we have a responsibility to do what? Keep that temple pure. Because we carry divinity. Amen? So because you carry divinity does not mean that you should do anyhow. Because you represent your Father who created you. Who made you? So invariably he says, where you go, be careful where you go. What you do, be careful how you do it. What you say, be careful how you say it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right. Statement number one. I say, what you do with your body in your body and through your body will determine the continuance of the spirit dwelling in your body and the needed growth. So basically, how we live our life speaks of the level and the capacity of the Spirit of God in you and I. How do we live our lives daily? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I say here, I said, your body has several gates, right? Your mouth, your hand, your eyes, your ears. How do you use these gates? Let's take an example of your mouth, for example. Give me Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that do what? That love it, right? They that love it. Take that word love. Replace it a little bit, just for a minute. Replace it with they that indulge in it. You love it, you indulge in it. What happens? He said, they shall do what? They shall eat the fruit. What is the fruit that you eat? Death and life. So how you speak is important. What you say is important. It says it's not what, you know, goes into a man that defiles him. It is what comes out of him. So in other words, we need to glorify God in our utterances. Because it is not what you eat that defiles you. It is what comes out of you. If I'm in the midst of people that use F word all the time, then I got to be careful. Do I partake with them or do I step away from them? Or do I caution them? I mean, we have different kinds of experiences, our jobs and everything. I mean, the world is not perfect. Right? Right? We face those challenges every day. Right? Somebody comes to your clinic, for example, and uses the F word on you all the time. What do you do? How do you react? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is that how you say God bless you and walk away, or you want to be a part of that crap and you begin to use F word all the time? So that tells me, oh, what comes out of you is what defiles you and tells you what is in your spirit. We have to manifest the spirit, the things of the Spirit of God that comes out of us. That always has to be the right thing to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the mouth is the indicator of your heart. These things are carried out through the body and it speaks of who you really are and who your Father is. Give me an example of John chapter 8 and 44. John 8, 44, please. It says, you are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. Now, this is Jesus speaking concerning the Pharisees and the Sadducees, right? It says, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, again, the mouthpiece, that gate. When he speaks what? A lie. He speaketh, I can't see very well, sorry. He speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. What comes out of our mouth? Truth or untruth? That is why the Lord is saying to us today, you are bought with a price. Live for my glory. Live for my glory. Praise ye the Lord. The things that negate the glory of God is what you don't want to do. Amen? You don't want to be a part of the things that negate the glory of God because you carry divinity.
Praise you, the Lord.
Let's talk a little bit about our spirits. My statement number two. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, your functional relationship with the Spirit is what gives you relevance. Do we understand that? Do we understand that? Your functional relationship with the Spirit of God is what will give you relevance, especially in the world and the place we live in today. Praise you, the Lord. So basically, we need to build capacity. Our brother was talking last week about those five steps. Those are elements and steps that will help you build what? Capacity. Praise you, the Lord. Especially in the face of the times in which we live in. Praise you, the Lord. Do we understand what I'm saying? We have to build capacity. So the relevance of your spirit, the growth of your spirit is important. Whatever you do, whatever I do, that will keep the Spirit of God in me and let it grow. I got to do that. If it means doing away with elements, rudiments of this world, things that will take me away from Him, I got to do it. Because I carry divinity. You carry divinity. You have to express divinity in the face of this untoward generation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So because we have to have that relationship with the Spirit of God and build capacity, the Bible tells us a few scriptures. Give me Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You are sealed by the Spirit of God. There's a sealing that God has given, put on you when you receive the Holy Ghost. That seal is on you, marks the difference between you and the next man that is not born again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can tell you of a fact, and I give you this testimony. I remember when I started a little bit younger. I used to work in this theater company. It was my job to train actors and actresses, right, in my entourage. And I remember I was born again. I didn't know much about, the spirit world, physical world, and the differences. But I learned just through this method that the Lord began to show me things and make me understand the difference between the spiritual and the physical. It is real. It is real. It is real. So I had this young lady I was training. I teach them drama and all that. This young lady, after any time we have a break, she would bring a chair, put it here. Get on that chair, put it here. She will sit on this chair and be talking to somebody in here. I was not seeing that person, but she was seeing that person. And she called that person's name Bobo. This is real. That was how I began to learn the differences between the spirit world and the physical world, my first experience. She would talk to Bobo. She would tell Bobo, hey, Bobo, don't you see him? Look at him. He's trying to pray for me. He's trying to do this, da-da-da-da. I said, who are you talking to? Who is Bobo? I don't see any Bobo. Ah, you don't see Bobo. Bobo is right there, sitting right there. By the grace of God, I was young then. We prayed. I spoke to her about Jesus Christ. We prayed and all that. One day, she just said, ah, I don't see Bobo anymore. Bobo to her was real. Because I was not seeing Bobo. I don't see Bobo anymore. I said, wow, what happened? because I prayed for her. If I finish praying with her, I will go to her friend, somebody else. Each time that girl sees me, she runs away from me. One day I cornered her. I said, "Why are you always running away from me? What's the problem? I don't eat. I don't bite. I mean, I'm just your director. That's all I do. I train you guys." He said, "Ha." He said, "Every time you pray for my friend and I see you coming, there's a fire from your head to your toe. That is why I run away." I said, "What do you mean?" "Yes, I cannot stand it. There's always fire on you all the time." Then she sat me down and said, "Look, there's a mark here on me. I kid you not, brethren. I kid you not. There's a mark here on me. So anytime you pray for my friend and you are coming, I run because there's a serpentine mark on my forehead." That is why the Bible says in that scripture, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit." Why? Because you are sealed unto the day of redemption. There's a sealing on you. It's a mark of the Holy Spirit on you and I. If you don't know, my testimony will tell you. And I kid you not, brethren, this is the truth that I tell you. You have a mark. Don't play with it. Don't joke with it. Live for His glory. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Next verse. Next scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Give me that scripture real quick. It says, "Quench not the spirit." As simple as that. There are so many ways we can quench the spirit. I'm going to go into details of that. Next time we can talk more about that. There are so many ways we can quench the spirit. We don't listen to the spirit. It goes away. It gives you instruction here and there. You don't obey. You don't follow. It goes away. Holy Spirit is very sensitive. Amen? Amen? So you have to be sensitive with the Holy Spirit yourself. And that's why it says, "Quench not the spirit." Give me Proverbs chapter 4 and 23. Proverbs 4 and 23, please. It says, "Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are what? Out of it are what? So protect your heart." When your heart is blowing you popcorn all the time. When I mean popcorn, I mean, you know, we all eat popcorn, right? We all eat popcorn, right? You microwave popcorn, right? So what happens after a minute, a second, 5 minutes, what? What happens? Right? That's what happens. That's what happens to our hearts. Our hearts do like that, right? Oh, I'm concerned about my daughter. Oh, I'm concerned about my son. Oh, I'm concerned about my car. My mother. My mother is sick. Oh, that. Your mind goes round and round and round and round. Keep your heart with all diligence. Why? Because out of it are the issues of life. Praise ye the Lord. That's why the Bible says, in your patience, you should do what? Possess your soul. Grab it. Don't let it play you popcorn, beat you black and blue. You are concerned about your rent. Have faith in God. Amen? Concerned about your, whatever it is, your son, your daughter, whatever it is. Do what? Pray. Commit it into the hands of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because we are designed to live for what? His glory. Because He bought us with a price. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, let's keep going. Romans 12, 1 to 2. Give me that scripture. Romans 12, 1 to 2. It says, let me come over here so I can see properly. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your bodies as what? A living sacrifice. Holy acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable. Your body, it says your body is what? The temple of a living God. Keep it holy. That's all he's asking us to do. We need to live for his glory. That's all the scripture is telling us to do. Praise the Lord. Give me the next verse. It says, and be not what? Conformed to this world. But be what? Transformed by, again, the mind comes up. Remember the scripture we talked about the last time. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey, your mind will play you popcorn. But that scripture tells us that we should be renewed, right? Renew your mind. Sing praises. Talk to the Lord. Pray. Commune with him. Sing psalms. Make melody in your heart to the Lord. Renew your mind all the time. Speak words of faith. Amen? Speak words of faith to that issue that's bugging your mind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and what? Perfect will of God. Praise ye the Lord. God willing, someday, sometime, we'll talk about what is the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, how do we glorify God? Okay? Before we talk about how to glorify God, let us establish the truth in the example of Jesus Christ. Right? So give me John 17:4. John 17:4. It says, I have glorified thee on the earth. This is Jesus Christ talking in relationship to God, right? It says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Praise the Lord. So Jesus Christ is saying, here on earth, not in heaven. Here on earth, I have glorified thee on the earth. So it is here we need to do the glorification, to live for his glory, not in heaven. Amen? Amen? So that is why he says, you are bought with a price. He bought us with a price. We were not bought with a price in heaven. We were bought with a price here on earth. That is why we need to live for his glory. Jesus Christ says, I have glorified thee on the earth. How did he glorify the Father? Praise the Lord. How did he glorify the Father? That's the question I ask myself. Jesus had the same, and I share with you, that divine consciousness. Amen? He had divine consciousness. A consciousness of what his identity was and his union with the Father. So the question I ask us, what is your identity? That's the divine consciousness we ought to have all the time. Your identity. Your identity is in Christ. We have to have that fellowship with the Father all the time. Just like Jesus Christ did, because he had that divine consciousness. And that divine consciousness is what transformed him. It's what transformed him is what, I'll take it back again. So it's what transformed him is what made up his character, is what governed his speech and sustained his peace in persecution, in trials and tribulations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The fact that he had that divine consciousness of who he was, whose he was, relationship and union with the Father, shaped his responses, shaped his character, governed his speech, and sustained his peace in persecution, in trials and tribulations. That is what we ought to do. Be like him. Be like Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Give me 2 Corinthians 4, 6 to 12. I'm going to read that. That's kind of a little bit of a long one. But I want to read that because there's something that's pertinent that I want to point out on there. It says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined where? In our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God." Where? In the face of Jesus Christ, our example. Divine consciousness of who he is, whose he was, and his fellowship and union with the Father. That's what motivated him in the things he did. If you look at throughout the ministry of Jesus Christ, everywhere he went, he was conscious as to what he was speaking about, his character, and his responses to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and everyone that came near him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And that is what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. Next verse. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Next verse. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Amen. So Jesus always have, and I said here in my notes, I said, it is what sustained his peace in persecution, in trials and tribulation. It is the same thing that will sustain us in our persecution, in our trials, in our tribulations. Praise the Lord. Because we have that divine consciousness of who we are, whose we are, and our fellowship and union with the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He says, we are troubled on all sides, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Next verse. Persecuted, but what? Not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Next verse. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made what? Manifest in our body. The life of Jesus be made manifest in our body. The glory of the Lord be made manifest in our body. Therefore, we need to live for his glory. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap of it this morning. So basically, we cannot live for his glory or manifest his glory without first embracing this consciousness in your spirit. Amen? We have to embrace the consciousness in our spirits that we can be able to live for his glory. Why? Because we were what? Bought with a price. God wants to shine. Let us let him shine in you. Amen? Let us let Jesus shine. Let him beat his chest and say, wow, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That's what the Lord wants to do. Beat his chest and be proud. Like that Bugatti I described. You display that Bugatti everywhere. He goes, everybody looks at it and comes out. Oh, wow, let me take a selfie. They want to take a selfie with Choma. They want to take a selfie with Pearl. Why? Because she bears the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, how do we live for glory? We talked about Jesus Christ. Give me Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 24. Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 24. Almost rounding up here. Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 24. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Is what? Next one. Next one. Next one. Next one. Next one. Next one. That is that Bugatti. All of those is that Bugatti that I described to us. The rims, right? The steering wheel. The minty smell in that Bugatti. The doors, the finishing, everything about that Bugatti, that is all about you and I. That is how
you glorify the Lord. You manifest your glory in those characteristics. Meekness, temperance. It says, against what? Against such there is no law. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Against all of this there is no law. Be the Bugatti for Jesus. Right? Shine for him. Manifest your glory. Manifest his glory wherever you are. Yes, life, tough circumstances, our jobs, situations, we meet crazy people out there. But we still have to do what? Manifest the glory of God. Because you are bought with a price. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Number two, spending time in praising the Lord. Get into his presence. We've talked about that during the messages. I'm repeating it again. Get into his presence. Psalm 149. Give Psalm 149, 4 to 6. Psalm 149, please. All right, there we go. It says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Next verse. Let the saints be what? Joyful where? In glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Next verse. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Again, the mouth. And that gate that we talked about, your mouth. Rather than speak guile, speak gossip, speak whatever. Do what? Let the high praises of God be where? In your mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me the next one. Number three. Keep the temple holy. Let's give me the scripture in 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, please. It says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Next verse. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. But the temple of God is what? Holy. Which temple is? Manifest the glory. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Number four, honor him with your body and spirit by walking in love. That would be Ephesians chapter 5 and 2. Number five, use your body and spirit to live for Christ. That would be in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4, 24 to 27. Then let me read that one. Proverbs 4, 24 to 27. Okay, it says, put away from thee what? Again, the mouth. Froward mouth. And what? Perverse lips. Put far from thee. Next verse. Let thine eye look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight on before thee. Next verse. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Next verse. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from what? Glorify God. In the way you walk, glorify God. In the way you speak, glorify God. In the way we interact, glorify God. In the way we live our lives, wherever we go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I have the praise team to come forward, please? Praise team, come forward, please. As I begin to round up here. The last number, number six, give me Psalm 51. Psalm 51, 16 to 17. Psalm 51, 16 to 17. Can I have the praise team, please? This is what the Lord desires. It says, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delights not in burnt offerings. Next verse. It says, the sacrifices of God are what? What? A broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, thou will not despise. Live for his glory.
live for his glory, enjoins us to have a broken spirit. Ability to have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. God will not despise any of those if you possess those. If you try and attain that goal, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering this morning. I encourage us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to remember these things. The purpose of this message, I believe, or this exhortation, I believe, is to encourage us to come up higher. That's all about. Come up higher. No more mundane kind of living, like the Bible tells us in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, lukewarm. God said, I will spew them out. Amen? Amen? No more lukewarm Christianity. The times we are living in does not require that right now. Praise the Lord. If you go back and listen to the message Pastor Emma preached, go back and listen to the message Pastor Adeumi preached. Come up higher. The elements for us to help us get there, they'll be given unto us. And the Lord is telling us today that we need to live for his glory. Not the glory of any man, but for his glory alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us rise to our feet as we pray and get ready for our offerings.
Father, we thank you for the exhortation. Thank you for your mercy upon us. Thank you for opening our eyes to more of your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for drawing us closer to yourself. Like your word said, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draws him. So we trust you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are drawing us through this exhortation closer to yourself. And grant us the grace to yield to that drawing, to take the steps that will make us move closer to you. Because it's when we take one step, you take two towards us. So in fact, when that prodigal son took the step to come back home, the father, looking through the window, always expecting the son to come back, ran towards him. So, Father, we know you have run toward us, embracing us to move closer to you. And when we seek you, Holy, we shall find you. When we seek for you with all of our heart, help us to seek for you with all of our heart and to walk, as your word has said, live for the glory of God, because we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your members, in your body, which is Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen.